Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It's an early rise today on Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. It's that time again. Brock Bucks and the Berg Podcast, live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, as the Pirates open up a three-game series starting tonight with the Atlanta Braves. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, producing this in Los Angeles, playing a little co-host, 347-205-9631. Catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So as I lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic, first of all, Tarek, I know the Roosters are up out here in Los Angeles. I think it might be an early rise with a Denver omelet, having your wife cook it out there in Pittsburgh. How are you? How can people get a hold of you? And boy, I can't wait to jump into this series with Atlanta.
Man, good morning to you. A lot quieter and drier. I mean, we had a storm that rolled through here last night that had the entire house shaking. So that was good. Looking forward to a series against Atlanta tonight. You can find me on all social media platforms, on Facebook, first and last name, TarikBrock. On Instagram, TarikBrockSR, because I am a senior, I have a junior. And on Twitter, TarikSR, as well as TikTok as well. So, man, let's get into it, man. How are you?
Yo, I'm doing good, and I'm glad we got up and get early on this one. And I appreciate your time and effort and everything you do for me as we get this thing going each and every week. And you're right, the rainstorm took out the White Sox and Guardians in Cleveland. It affected you guys, it looked like, a little with the delay maybe, but definitely leaving Dodger Stadium yesterday, covering that Marlin-Dodgers game. It looked like the Mets and Phillies were playing till about 7 at night back there, so that storm must have been something.
Man, it was, and it went for a while, too. It was like a couple hours that it was up and rolling. So we're like, okay, here we go. So, it's supposed to be, some thunderstorms in and out, and we'll just see and just pray that we'll miss quite a bit of it.
Yeah, recapping the Reds, they put together 13 hits, 6 walks. They end up winning the series 2 out of 3. But like we always talk about, it's a marathon, not a sprint. So even though we're 2 games behind these guys, the consensus is to catch these guys and catch the Cubs. But the series, the pitching didn't hold up, but that's okay. You go through these, peaks and valleys. Any thought to the 3 games that we just finished with Cincinnati?
Yeah, I mean I wouldn't say, frustrating. I would just say disappointing. Had an opportunity to, catch a team, like you said. They swung the bats, had some timely hitting. We had some, we didn't take advantage of some things like, Moustakas at first base. We did, but not enough for the situation. Pitching, at times when we got close, just couldn't hold it, and that's just the balance of it. In order to win a major league ball game, which the saying is, it's hard to win a major league ball game because you need good pitching, defense, and timely hitting, and you need to run the bases well. We stole 4 out of 5 bases, which was good. Some good learning experiences. Which leads us into going into tonight, where it's like, okay, the goal is to play quick, make good decisions. And just put pressure on the offense and the defense tonight. And we'll look to do that. Sometimes it just comes down to execution as well.
Yeah, and trying to take advantage with Joey Votto out, Moustakas comes back, Fraley had a big game. So, they had guys that stepped up, and, Thompson had a rough go of it. But, these things happen, when you're dealing with this type of stuff. Growing pains are, I always say you got to lose to win, and that is what makes you that much better as far as moving forward.
Absolutely. And, You know, the one thing about it is you don't know how long the growth spurt is. You hope it's a quick one. But, man, you know, when you're going through it, it's intense. And, you know, that's where, you know, the learning curve gets shaped, where the growth takes place, you know, as far as, you know, situationally. And then, you know, this thing and dealing with this thing of it all, too. So it definitely will help our young players, you know, help our, you know, the coaching staff as well moving forward.
Yeah, when you look at now the Braves coming to town, they're in for three, and you're going to see some, you know, Fried and Wright here. How different is this team? And I know you saw them in June. You kept three of the four games close, and they got you in that fourth game. But, you know, when you haven't seen a team in a couple months, you just base it on more or less scouting reports and kind of study these guys and get a read on them before they come to town. But this is a team that's trying to chase down the Mets and stay ahead of the Phillies.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. You know, they played some really, you know, I'll call it an intense game that they just played, you know, Houston, you know, yesterday. And, you know, they're going to be who they are. They're like, they're built to win. So, you know, good pitching, you know, the guys can slug, you know, good defense, you know, with Acuna and Wright and Harris at center and Swanson at short, yeah, Riley at third. So they're going to be who they are. You know, for us, it's like, you know, we've seen them, and hopefully, you know, it's a little bit different here where we get to use the momentum of our home crowd to help us out a little bit. And, you know, see where we're at now in conjunction to where we were when we were out in Atlanta.
Yeah, when you look at some of these guys with Swanson and Riley, and, you know, you get that pitching going, and then Jansen's back in there, and it's quite a different team that, you know, you basically saw in June, and it's going to be interesting now. And in the dogfight now, as you go into the stretch run in September, you guys can control to see who gets in this thing. You get the Phillies to start a road trip after that. So I like the position you're in because now you can really do some damage at some of these teams that are trying to get in the playoffs.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just nothing but meaningful games, you know, moving forward for us. You know, we're in the playoff race, but just in a different way right now. And like you said, we got, you know, Atlanta, Philly, Milwaukee. You know, we just got teams that, you know, have chances to, you know, make it to the playoffs. And, you know, we get to control that as much as we can and do everything that we can. So it'll be fun here for us. And, you know, we got a lot of young players, you know, that this will be their first time experiencing September baseball. And, you know, it's not just because the Major Leagues plays, you know, 162 games compared to 144 or 137, whatever they're playing in the minor leagues now. It's the mental grind of it all is something that's completely different than what they've experienced. So as a coaching staff, it's up to us to do everything we can to give them, you know, breaks and blows as much as we can to help them navigate through this last, you know, month of the season coming up.
Yeah, and in recapping what the Steelers did this past weekend, they're 2-0 in the preseason. One more game in Pittsburgh Sunday afternoon against Detroit. Boy, that's got to be something to see the Steelers. And Kenny Pickett's looking really good there.
Absolutely. When we went over to the practice, he looked really good, you know, in the practice. It was a very crisp, clean practice, you know, coming off a preseason game. And just looking forward to them, you know, being – you know, who they are, just a gritty, tough, you know, blue-collar team. And, you know, which would be a little bit more exciting. We'll probably see some things, you know, that they do that they haven't been able to do in the last 4 years or so. And so they should be, you know, fun and exciting to watch coming up here.
Yeah, they got that nice running back from Alabama, Najee Harris or something else. God, that kid has great character and integrity, and it's going to be nice to see what he can do again this year, you know, in his second year.
Man, big fella. That's all I can say is a big fella. You know, we saw him, and we were like, oh, my goodness, you know. Like, you know, you see him, and, you know, he looks big on TV, but even bigger in person.
Yeah, and that division's going to be awfully tough. Well, you know, you look at the AFC, and I've always said this before, you might agree on it. It's going to be like the SEC. That's going to be a heck of a conference to come out of with all those teams playing each other. And the NFC is a little more wide open, not as tough, I think. But you got a preference on where this thing's going? Because I know in a couple weeks, Buffalo is going to be out here playing the Rams to open up the season.
You know, I'm definitely, you know, cheering for our brothers down the street, you know, to do something. I mean, you look, they still made it to the playoffs last year. You know, I think it'll be completely, you know, different this year with some of the things that they'll be able to do. I agree with you. The AFC is just going to be just a beast. You know, you got Buffalo, you know, you got Lamar in Baltimore, and then you got Joe Burrow. Can't forget about him. I mean, he had a great season last year. So it's going to be really good. I'm looking forward to just seeing. And then you got to go out west, and you got, you know, San Diego, you know, you got Las Vegas, Kansas City. It's going to be a really good year to watch. I think that some of the running backs, the running game will get overshadowed with, you know, the quarterback play. But at the end, in order to win championships, you still have to run the football. So that would be really good, you know, to see, you know, see guys like that. I mean, Ezekiel Elliott, see if he'll be able to continue to, you know, run the ball, you know, except, you know, as well as with Pollard. That'll be a good 1-2 punch. So it'll be really, really good to see. But again, I still think the Super Bowl champion comes out of the AFC.
Yeah, yeah, and if you're there in Pittsburgh during the winter, it's going to be interesting because I think Tampa comes there the sixth week of the season, and the Raiders come there, I guess, the day before Christmas or on Christmas, so that should be interesting. Return of the Immaculate Reception.
Yeah, some real exciting games will, you know, be played here, and, you know, I'll try and catch as many of them as I can, and then the ones in person, and then the ones that I can't, I watch on TV for sure and continue to root on our brothers, like I said earlier.
Yeah. You know, as we go through our thing, we'll break down the top right fielders, and Friday we'll go through the DHs. My list, I love the guy, and boy, I'm so blessed to interview him. Dave Parker, I thought he had one of the best arms in baseball. I had Roberto Clemente on that list, Raul Mondesi, Dwight Evans with, Jimmy Rice and Freddie Lynn and the Red Sox, Tony Gwynn, who I covered for a few years down there in San Diego, missing the cut, Hank Aaron, Reggie Jackson, who hit the rooftop of Tiger Stadium in the All-Star game, Dave Winfield,
yeah,
and Sammy Sosa. So unbelievable, the right fielders.
You know, great list. Absolutely. This one was a tough one right here. But I think we matched on maybe two of them.
Right.
So, in no particular order for me. But the first one I had was, you know, Tony Gwynn, you know, Mr. Padre, just absolutely just was the purest hitter of all, but was underrated as far as his defense to me. Then I went with, you know, L.A. native and Reggie Smith, of course, got to do that one. And then I'm going to go, you know, across the Pacific Ocean for my next one. I'm going to go with Ichiro Suzuki. Man, he came in and just added so many different elements to the game. Just a pure hitter, you know, played, had a really good arm that, you know, people respected. So that was a good one. And then I'm going to go and back into Southern California. I'm going to go with Darryl Strawberry. Just a sweet swing, can also throw and run for a big man. And the last one, I look at the fence in right field, 21-foot high, you know, wall in right field. I look at the statue, the only statue around PNC Park that's facing the field, because he's watching over PNC Park, and I'm going with Roberto Clemente. Missing the cut for me is Big Dave Winfield, and I'm going to go with one here too. Vladimir Guerrero Sr.
Yeah.
And then here's another one, though. You know, Sweet Swinging Larry Walker is one.
Yeah.
You know, that missed the cut. So, oh, man, it's tough. But this one was fun. But the cool thing about it, you can go any way. It just depends on where you at.
Yeah, we could have threw Andre Dawson in there, too. And, you know, you brought up Eric Davis on the last go-around. We talked about breaking down the outfielders. And then you bring up Darryl Strawberry. Two guys that, you know, came out around the same time I graduated high school in that L.A. area. You know, when you looked at Davis coming out, you had Strawberry coming out, and John Elway came out 1 year earlier. So, man, a hotbed of talent out here in the L.A. area for baseball.
Yeah, and exactly. And speaking of Eric Davis and Darryl Strawberry, you know, those two, you know, impacted, you know, my career in my life, because I was able to spend time with them in the off season and watch them go about preparing for a season. So I learned a lot, you know, I heard a lot of stories from, you know, the previous seasons, you know, things that they did. So they really, really, you know, impacted my life. And my playing career. So, you know, anytime I have a list, I have to add those two guys on there as well.
Well, I told my wife the other day, they say LeBron wants to play a couple years so he can play with his son. I said, just give me another year or so I can be with Tarek Brock there in Pittsburgh.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's great out here.
Yeah, that's all I need. You know, and then I've hit my dream thing. But as we wind this thing down, and I know we'll reconvene in the City of Brotherly Love on Friday, that means Thursday's show on Philadelphia's WWDB should be interesting with these guys. But let everybody know how they can get a hold of you, and I can't wait to talk on Friday from the Liberty Bell out there with a cheesesteak.
You know what? Absolutely. I was saying that we need to have some type of trophy or something, you know, for the overall winner of the year. I think that would be really cool to sit at the stadium. And I'll try and, you know, document some stuff coming up here in the next few days on, you know, Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. But on Facebook, it's first and last name, TARRIKBROCK. And on Instagram, same thing except for you're going to add the SR at the end. Twitter, it's just first name and senior, TARRIKSR, and TikTok is the same, man. So I know you got to run, man. Blessings to you. Good start to a new week. And, you know, here's to, you know, a good week of baseball.
Yeah, definitely. Take care of those tomahawk chops tonight starting in Pittsburgh. We'll talk Friday in Philly. Have a blessed one, and man, oh, man, I get excited when we do this thing.
Absolutely. So do I. So looking forward to it.
Well, as far as Tarek goes in Pittsburgh, get out there and say hi to him in the series with the Braves as they close it out and head out to Philly. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, saying stay tuned for Friday as we will talk from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, as the Pirates and Phillies will get it on in the start of a three-game series. Catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts. And thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you Friday.